82 AIT, I'll be right with you. Just got to finish up on my mind. Good evening. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Lounge Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting is on Tuesday, July 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 16 Scholar Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a NEC controller, please contact me, KD2AIT, and we can get that set up. We're still looking for somebody to do Monday night. If you're interested, you can contact me at KD2AIT at KD2AIT.com. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerlarc.com. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill from Western Pennsylvania, Warrendale, checking in, and indeed a good evening. And Mr. KJ is after me there in the Echolink system. Over.
Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in via Echolink from North Utica tonight. Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Bill, for the heads up on that one. I'm the last one in the queue.
All right, there's two. We got K3TFB. Good evening. What's going on tonight, Bill?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB through the Echo Link. Indeed, a good evening. I tip my hat and all those to Mr.'s New York out there, and maybe a miss. And the Commander Emeritus has been busy this weekend. The, yesterday, the grass in the front, it was high and wet. We took the tractor down behind the house, down to the back lot there, and it was all, most of it was covered with water for about a half inch, so we aborted that grass cutting. We had to go up to the Mega Cruise in Penn Township for their big annual fundraiser. And I had an intersection to do for about 6 hours, and, of course, I was in the public domain. After that, today, we had to go, we had a car accident up there at Rod Aiden Airport Road, and I was on the roadway for 40 minutes. We set up an advanced warning system for that fire company. So we're trying to cool off, dehydrate myself again, hydrate, not dehydrate. And with that in mind, we're going to send it over to Mr. KJ there and fine business there, Jeff, and the young man up there. Thanks for allowing the Echolink system to come onto your system. Back to net control from KA3TFB. Over.
All right, there, Bill. Well, get yourself hydrated up, and, yeah, you don't want to go through that, that's for sure. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and... I think you're going to have to keep them liquids around you there all week. It's supposed to be a nice warm one. It's about time. It's summertime. We're crying out loud. We need a lot of heat. All right. Take care. Let's see. KD2FM, Kevin, good evening. And North Utica tonight. What's going on?
Hey, good evening. KD2FM, Kevin James here in North Utica tonight. Went to Boilermaker today, and boy, that was fun. A friend of ours who had suffered a medical issue last year couldn't make it to the race, and she's up on LaSchultz Road. She did the race today in 2 hours and about 5 minutes, I believe, was her time, so she did a great job. We just went to Barneveld, and we had a bite to eat for dinner. Had a, I guess, what was that called, a Vans Burger? I think that's what it was called. Very good place up there for dinner, so that was really nice. Had a high of about 82 here today in the Mohawk Valley, currently at 71 on the outside under partly cloudy skies. And on that note, I'm going to step back. I'll say 73. I'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is KD2 FPM.
All right. Well, great. Yeah, a lot of people were doing that, doing the Boilermaker there. I had some relatives and friends doing it. And, boy, I wish I could have been in it this year. It was my goal last year to be ready for it this year. And, well, the bottom of my heel has other plans. So, not this year. Maybe next year. We'll see if we can get this thing healed up. All right. Well, you have a good evening there. And thanks for checking in, Kevin. We'll catch up with you later. All right. So that ends the EchoLink queue. So this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2KPR.
All right, there's two. We'll start with N2KPR. Rich, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Still unpacking, still trying to find places to put stuff, and I'm still looking for my charger, so that's about it. But I did get my scanner hooked up, got that up and running. Noticed I'm missing a few frequencies, so one of these days I'll have to, reprogram it and put all those other frequencies on. But outside of that, I've been doing that and playing on the computer. Back to you there, Jeff, and good evening, Jack, and everybody else who's checked in, and to KBR and Bongo.
All right, Rich, I had to do a little bit of that at the camp this weekend. Some of the frequencies don't work up there, and I had to get out the book and remember how to delete a frequency, and, well, it was... It can be trying sometimes. All right, well, thanks for checking in there, and you have a good evening. It's good to hear you in here, and we'll catch up with you later. KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, not too much tonight. Again, as usual, I'll say hi to Rich and to you, of course, and anybody else that's on the side. I just turned on as I heard Rich check in. So, a warm day down here today, and warmer than I like. In fact, it's still can't quite read it here tonight for some reason or other. It's still about 76 degrees. Well, it's going to be kind of a warm evening, I guess. And they're still saying the possibility of rain and thunderstorms, because if it stays real hot like that, we probably will get that. So that's about it. Other than that, it wasn't a bad day, and had breakfast this morning with a couple of the hams in the area here that joined the Carol and I, so made for a nice breakfast lunch anyways. 7-3's all around. KA2-0-Z.
All right, Jack, well, thanks for checking in, and I don't know, I stuck a hoe in the garden here today, and I think from the looks of it, we could probably use a little bit of rain. Not much. Maybe, a Tuesday there, they're talking about maybe it being kind of a wet day. We could probably use one of them this week. If it's going to happen, let it happen on a Tuesday. All right. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net?
Hi, AOW. Good evening, Jeff.
N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm busy painting today, scraping, doing a few other things, straightening up, cleaning up alongside the shed. I had a pile of just everything that seemed to be in the way. You know how you collectively put all this stuff in one spot sometimes? Well, that was one of them. And I say one because there's probably three or four the same way. But anyhow, I got a good deal of it cleaned up. Got a few things painted. Well, I should say scraped, cleaned, sanded, and painted. And at least some maintenance done around the house. I got considerably more to go, but that's all right. All in due time, I guess. I fit this in between everything else that's going on, so it works. And I'm getting it done, so I can't complain. And we got out on the lake a little bit and enjoyed some time out there, so that's about it, Jeff. So I'll turn it back to you. And you have a good evening. N5AOW.
Well, so much for kicking back and and relaxing. That's all right. Well, sounds like you didn't have a bad day, and it was a beautiful one out. It was pretty much impossible to have a bad day at all. So, all right. Well, thanks, thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, me and the boys, we got up at camp. We woke up this morning there at camp, and we had a couple little hunting-related projects to get done. You know, clear out some stuff up at the blind and a few little things. And then we closed up camp and headed back home and just had a relaxing day. So looking forward to spending some more time up there this week. Going to have an extra long weekend next weekend. So a four-day weekend. I'm planning on getting some camp time, some relaxed time up there. But other than that, nice quiet day here, and that's the way I like them. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency requirement you use. I'd like to thank Bill from Warndale, Kevin, Rich, Jack, and Bill from Otter Lake for checking in tonight, and say 73 if anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT, repeater, KA3TFB, logging off to the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
This is KD2FPM signing off of the Echolink system on this repeater. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink system. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2FPM is out.
Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. is N2WBX. Good evening, all.
N2WBX, Solo Dennis. Thank you for taking in. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic.
Inquiry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jack, is you or any of your, anybody that you know of on CDW, have they heard anything from WA2FCQ?
Nobody I know of has heard a single word from him. And I haven't either. In other words, he dropped off the, He dropped off the 5 o'clock net. It was only a little while back there, about 2 years ago. And that's the last time I've heard him. And nobody else has mentioned anything to me either. So, don't know what happened to him.
Well, I know the last time I talked to him, he said he had hepatitis C, and he wasn't being treated for it. But now they have a cure for it, and I just hope he hung on long enough to get it.
Yeah. I know what you mean. No, I don't know. Doesn't seem to be any way you can get a hold of him. I mean, there's no... If he has a cell phone, it's just probably a cell phone. I don't have any number, any kind of numbers. I never did. I did when he was still in Fulton there, but not, you know, after he moved there. Okay, very good. I'll keep an ear out. I'm always looking, you know, if I hear anything, I'll let you know. Okay, we'll make a final call. Are there any additional stations with or without traffic?
Yeah, but all my mail got returned the last couple of years from where he was over in Stable, too. Okay, thanks a lot, Jack. Really appreciate it. Thanks for keeping us.
Yeah, makes you wonder if he's still with us or not. So, okay, I thank the stations for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2000.